Tower WZM, stand by for net, y'all. Your net control tonight is KJ4WZM. My name is Daniel and my location is Traveler's Rest. In the interest of promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. Top Cedars Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border near Highway 276. Your repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet. And is only operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. All amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Bulletins or announcements for the net. Please call KJ4WZM. I don't hear any at this time, so I'll go ahead and recognize the pre-net check-ins. I've got W4FCM, that's Fred, and Traveler's Rest, N4IEI, Isla and Traveler's Rest, KG4PFI, Don, he's in Piedmont, he brings along with him, his wife, Linda, KG4QLQ, also in Piedmont, KI4LDI, Andy on Table Rock, K4ROW, Richard in Greenville, KJ4UHF, Jack in Greenville, KW4TS, Jim in Pelzer, K4XMR, Mel in Prosperity, KA5WLL, Leroy in Taylors, W2AMD, Andrew in Simpsonville, K4OSH, Pat in Alden, K4OIM, my buddy Walt over there in Inman. I hope, Walt, if you're listening, I hope you're doing well. W4IOE, Sid and Fletcher. KC4W, Bill and Anderson. KB2BYQ, Dave and Easley. And KN4RJN, John from Brown Summit, North Carolina. Stations, Echo Link stations only. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call KJ4WZM or net control. I don't hear any, so at this time we'll go ahead and begin with the normal roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RAG 2 portion. Tonight being Friday night, we'll go ahead and begin with Uniform through Zulu. Stations with the suffix of your call beginning U through Z, if you would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Please call KJ4WZM or net control.
KJ4WZM. Daniel, please check in. Whiskey Zulu. KJ4WWZ.
KO4WWZ, my buddy Chandler, he's over there in Easley. Chandler, I got you marked down for comments tonight. Any other stations, Uniform through Zulu, U through Z, if you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call KJ4WZM.
KJ4WZM, please check in Kilo4X-ray Bravo, K4XB. Tommy, via Echo Link, I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on net.
I would like to recognize K4XB. Tommy, in Southern Greenville County. And also, by telephone relay, my sister Sharon, KJ4UQD, and she's at home in Greenville tonight. We'll go ahead and move up to Alpha through Delta now. A through D, if you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call KJ4WZM.
KJ4WZM. Daniel, please check in. Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and my wife, Kilo 4, Oscar November Oscar, Lorena, and my daughter via telephone relay, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar Quebec, Michelle, We're all in Piedmont, and we'll all be negative and negative.
KJ4WZM. Good evening, Daniel. Thanks for calling the net tonight. Please check in Whiskey 4 Delta Juliet Whiskey, W4DJW, Dave and Greer, negative and negative.
4WZM. Please check in Kilo November 4, Charlie Hotel Yankee, KM4CHY, Keith and Seneca, negative and negative.
Museum. Daniel, please check in November 4, Delta Juliet Charlie, N4DJC, Jerry and Anderson, I'll be negative and negative.
KK4DMW, that is Rick. He brings along with him his wife Lorena, KK4ONO, and his daughter Michelle by telephone relay. KM4MOQ, they're at home in Piedmont tonight. Next up, I've got W4DJW, that is Dave and Greer. KN4CHY, Keith and Seneca. And N4DJC, Jerry and Anderson. Any other stations, A through D, if you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2 meter net, please call KJ4WZM. But to E through H now, Echo through Hotel, if you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2 meter net, please call KJ4WZM.
4WZM.
Good evening, Daniel. Please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, KC4EZN, Harry and Candler, and we'll stick around and write you with you for a couple of minutes.
Check us in, AA4QS, Saul, and M4DME, Paul. We in the call. Thank you for checking us in. Out of turn.
AC4EZN, that is Harry and Candler. And Harry, I got you marked down for comments. Thanks for sticking around for comments. I always look forward to that. Next up, I got AA4QS, that is Donald, and N4DME Paul. They're at home in Toccoa tonight. Thank you all for checking in with me. Any other stations, E through H, Echo through Hotel, please call KJ4WZM.
Museum. Please check in out of turn. Whiskey, Uniform, 2 Tango, W2T, Rusty. I'm home and more. No traffic, no comments tonight.
W2T, that is Rusty over there and more. Hope you're doing well, Rusty. Haven't seen you in a long time now. We'll go ahead up to I through L next. India through Lima. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call KJ4WZM.
WZM. Kilo 4, Juliet Foxtrot Oscar. And I'm James, and I'm up here on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. Be negative and negative, says 73, for each one of you.
K4JFO, that's James up on the mountain in Tuxedo, about 15 minutes from me. I hope you're doing well tonight, James. Stay warm out there. It's about to be pretty chilly. You might get some snow flurries maybe this weekend. I don't know. I don't know if it's going to just be the higher elevations or if you might get some too. We'll have to see. Any other stations, I through L, if you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call KJ4WZM. I'm Mike through Papa, M through P. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call KJ4WZM.
Whiskey Golf 4, Mike Charlie, WZ4MC, back west from Greenville County, be negative and negative, 7-3 you and all the net.
I check in Kilo, Oscar 4, Oscar, Lima, Kilo, and I have some antenna questions when we get to the chat. Here, South Carolina.
Janine?
In Greer. I'm sorry, I've been out of practice a bit.
Jim. Please check in Kilo, Oscar 4, November, November Hotel, KO4NNH. My name is Fred. I'm mobile here in Piedmont tonight. 73 you, Daniel, and all on the net. I'll be negative and negative tonight.
Nice. WG4MC. That is Matt from Western Greenville County. Got to say hi to him the other night when he was calling the net. Next up, I've got KO4OLK. That is Stephen and Greer. And no problem, Stephen. I was actually away from ham radio probably for about 6 years. I didn't touch a microphone, and I hopped back into it and had to get back into the swing of things there, too. In fact, when I jumped back into it, I jumped into being net control, and I tell you what, I felt overloaded at first. Whew. That was tough. But I got you marked down for comments, Steven, for antenna questions. Got you marked down for that, so we'll be back to you in a little while. Next up, I have KO4NNH. That is Fred Mobile in Piedmont tonight. Fred, don't work too hard tonight. We'll catch you later on down the log. You have a good night at work. Any other stations, M's or P, Mike's your papa. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge TV Internet, please call KJ4WZM.
WZM. KO4NUE, Kilo Oscar 4, November Uniform Echo. Name is Chad. QTH is Campobello. Please also check in my wife. Kilo Oscar 4, Romeo Yankee Papa, KO4RYP. Her name is Anna. QTH is also Campobello. And Daniel, I requested permission to secure my station, sir.
KO4NUE. That is Chad. He brings along with him his wife, Miss Anna, KO4RYP. They're at home in Campobello tonight. And feel free to secure at your leisure, Chad. We'll holler at you some other time. Hope you have a great night. Tell Miss Anna we said hello. Any other stations, Mike through Papa, M through P, if you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge Meter Net, please call KJ4WZM or Net Control. Patient Group. Quebec through Tango, Q through T, if you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge Meter Net, please call KJ4WZM.
KJ4WZM. And KO4QLG, Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec, Lima, Golf, Chris and Liberty, Native and Native.
WZM. You'll please check in Kilo 4, Romeo Mike, K4RM, Fred. I'm mobile in Pickens tonight. Riding shotgun with me is Miss Mary, November 4, Mike, Romeo Yankee. N4MRY. Good evening to you and all on the net. No traffic, no table.
N0TR, November 0, Tango Romeo. My name is Tom. I'm located in Greer. Good evening to you and all on the net. And I'll be negative and negative. Hey, Fred.
Tom, KO4WWG.
KJ4WZM, please check in N4RLX, November 4, Romeo Lima X-ray, pilot and cross anchor, negative and negative.
KO4QLG, Chris and Liberty. K4RM, Fred and Pickens, he brings along with him his wife, Miss Mary, N4MRY. Also in Pickens, they're mobile tonight. Y'all be safe out there. Keep the shiny side up and the greasy side down. Next up, I've got N0TR, my buddy Tom and Greer. Tom, it's been a while since I've seen you. I'll have to catch up again sometime. Next up, I have N4RLX, pilot and cross anchor. At this time, I'll go ahead and open it all the way up through the alphabet. A through Z, Z through A. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge Shoemeter Net, please call KJ4WZM.
4WZM. Nice to hear you tonight, and everyone on the net, please check in N4ZLK, November 4, Zulu, Lima, Kilo. I'm Shane, I'm in Cleveland, Northeast Pickens County. No traffic, no table.
4WZM, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Hotel Kilo X-ray, KO4HKX. That's Patrick in Penrose, North Carolina, and I will be in and out tonight, Daniel. Thank you for calling the net.
WZM. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet Kilo Victor, KO4JKB. This is Duncan up in Asheville. No traffic, no comment.
4WZM. So November 4, Bravo India Foxtrot, Will in York, South Carolina. No traffic, I am in and out.
N4 I'm N4ZLK. That's one of my truck driving buddies over there in Cleveland, South Carolina. KO4HKX. Patrick and Penrose, another one of my truck driving buddies. And KO4JKV, Duncan in Asheville. And KN4BIF, Will in York. That's a decent little haul there from York. Will, that's a pretty good signal from there. Whatever you've got going on with your station, you sure are doing a good job. Any other stations, A through Z, if you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call KJ4WZM.
4WZM. Please check in. Kilo 4. Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo, Charlie, 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Marcus in and out, if you would please. Everyone, have a good night. 7-3.
K4JBQ, that is Larry in Greer. He brings all with him his wife, Miss Donna, KT4MFK. Also in Greer tonight. Thank y'all for checking in with me. I'm going to make one last call, A through Z. I'm waiting to hear back from a couple of my telephone relay stations that I'm hoping to get here on just sort of 50 check-ins. So I'm going to make another call, A through Z, before going over to Ragchute. Any other stations, Alpha 0 Zulu, please call KJ4WZM.
4WZM.
Kilo Delta 4. Tango, Whiskey, Papa, that's Tom, and also check in. Pro Golf 4, Lima, Kilo Alpha, and that's Miss Angie. And we're both negative and negative, Tacoa.
4WZM. And Daniel, please check in. Kilo Mike 4, Bravo, Lima, Hotel, KM4B. LH. The name is Kurt, Charlie Uniform, Romeo Tango, QTH Greenville. I'll be negative and negative.
Nice. KD4TWP. That is Tom, and I missed the first part of your wife's call sign, Tom, but I think I have Kilo Golf 4 Lima Kilo Alpha for Angie, and they're over in Tacoa tonight. Tom, if either one of your calls is not correct, please correct me on it. Next, I have KM4BLH. That is Kurt in Greenville. Any other stations, A through Z, please call KJ4WZM. 51 for now. I don't hear any more stations, so this time I'll go ahead and go back to see who I've got up for Ragchute. Looks like first up I have KO4WWZ Chandler. Let me close out the phone portion of that real quick. This is KJ4WZM, now securing the phone portion of the net with our thanks for checking in. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We'll now begin the Ragchute portion of the net with periodic stops for check-ins between Ragchutes. KO4WWZ Chandler, you still around? Call KJ4WZM.
KJ4WZM. KJ4WZM. Yeah, I'm still around. It was not passing today on the bus.
I see me running around doing my work today. Hopefully I didn't run you off the road or anything. Gotta watch out for maniacs like me running around. Not safe anymore, you know?
You can see a big yellow school bus. That one will watch out. I might activate the 8-light warning system and have to make you stop.
Well, I only have like about a 2-mile stretch into Pickens County for dealing with your buses, but I tell you what, the Greenville County buses over here have flipped on the red and yellow flashing lights before. Made me late for work a couple times now. I usually find them on White Horse Road Extension. They slow me down. That's for sure. And they go the whole length of that thing, too. Stop every few hundred feet, pick up kids. Good grief.
I don't think there's a place to do that, but oh well. They do it anyway. The White Horse Road is a multi-lane highway, ain't it?
It is a different road. I think they call it White Horse Road Extension. It's a two-lane road that goes from, it's way north in Greenville County. It kind of runs parallel to 414, which runs parallel to 11. This is just a few roads down from 11, but it runs from 25 to 276.
Wow, yeah, that sucks. So how has your week been, Daniel?
I went and brought me another vehicle since my, the one I was driving for the other driver, it burned. I want to go ahead and fix it completely up and do it right. So I went and got me another one. It's a two-wheel drive Explorer. I fixed it up for $400 today. And it runs, but it has a broke windshield. Two brokes to drive safely with it. It's busted in the front because it got nailed by a large tree limb. But the vehicle's in pretty decent shape. It needs some work. It sat for 4 years not being driven, so it needs a little bit of work done to it. But I should have it up and running 100% for less than $1,000.
What's the mileage look like on it?
It has not been driven much at all. It's in very good shape. It's dirty on the outside, but the inside is in great shape.
Awesome. I'm glad you're able to do that. Just be very careful with it. You know what kind of car I'd like to have?
Yeah, what would you like to have?
1983 Chevrolet G10 square body long bed. Automatic transmission is a 350 Chevy big block V8.
I don't even think I know what that looks like. But there's probably not a lot of them out there either.
They go for like $25,000. They're pretty sweet trucks.
I bet so. Do you know what I would like to have?
I would say a Ford Explorer 80-hour edition, but I'm going to go ahead and say I'm not sure, so I want a 65,000.
I have a 2020 to 2022 Toyota 4Runner, TRD Pro.
You definitely don't like the classic, do you? That's a good vehicle that I heard a lot of good things about.
Vehicle that I'd like. Everything else that I like is from the 80s and 90s.
And they actually made cars the right way.
Runners will still last for several hundred thousand miles. It's not unheard of to get 500,000 out of them. Even the brand new ones, that's hard to find in a vehicle these days. They drink gas, seriously. But they're really safe to drive. They have very good safety ratings. And they last for a very long time, which is very unusual for a newer car to last as long as those things do. They're really well made, which is why I'm interested in them. But most newer stuff, you couldn't hardly pay me to own it. No, thank you.
Well, I like the old Chevrolet.
That's square body Fords and square body Chevys. That's the kind of stuff that I like. I'm not necessarily brand specific, but I do love to hate on Dodge, so I don't want to Dodge.
You know what I have to say about Dodge, because I can't say it over the radio. I've been in the 38 for Chevrolet. Chevrolet, track pit, filtery valve travel, oil leak, engine fix.
You got that right. I hear you. Then there's the Dodge, an acronym as well. Drips oil, dirt, and grease everywhere. But they forgot the most important thing, and that's all the transmissions I could blow out of them. So
So, although my buddy, he bought a brand new Bighorn Edition Dodge 3500 four-door dually, and that thing is really, really, really nice. I really like that truck. That's the first Dodge truck that I've ever liked. It's brand new. He got it as top of the line and maxed out as he could possibly get. He had the best engine available, the best transmission available, and all that kind of stuff. And that thing, they did that truck right. I really like it. I might have to show you a couple of pictures of it at some point. But anyways, I'll get me a nice vehicle someday. I'll probably end up with a 4Runner after I buy my own truck, though. I really want to buy my own truck. Big truck, commercial truck. But I'll get there one of these days.
I believe in you, buddy. I know you can do it. Yep, so I'm just going to go ahead and say it. When my dad died, he told my brother, well, see, when my dad died, and had to go along to get oil before he died, he told my brother that if anything ever happened to him, he signed me over to my grandmother's old house. And, well, let me just say, I'm lucky in the aspect that my dad really tried to look out for me and all that. But the thing is that I may not get to have the house because I couldn't live on the land. Because I have a group of cousins, because
she is not nice. Difficult time understanding you. Your radio has got a whole bunch of static on it. Not sure if it's the repeater or what, but your signal got really weak there towards the end. I was having a hard time making you out.
Hang on, I'm going to put it on medium power. What's that?
All better. You're good now. Go ahead.
Awesome. Okay, so, long story short, the family member left me, or told my brother to sign me over a place to live, and I may not get it because I have other family members who own the land that it sits on, and they are not nice people. So it just depends on what they say. If I get to have it, I get to have it and stay there. If I don't, my dad said, my brother to tell me that I could do them bad if I needed to sell it. And he died me a truck because he knew I wanted to have a truck so bad. And then our brother and I discussed it, and if I end up having to do that, we're going to go and try and find a 1983 Chevrolet CTM square body. I'll let you see who else you got on the rack, you stuff. If you want to stay on frequency after that and talk, I'd love that.
Sounds good, Chandler, and I'll catch up with you later on. Well, I'll catch up with you after the net. So I'll go ahead and say 73 for now, but I'll be around after net. KJ4WCM, good talking to you, Chandler, and I'll catch up with you shortly. Alrighty, do I have any more check-ins? A through Z, Z through A. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge Commuter Net, please call KJ4WCM.
Net Control. Please check in and out. Kilo Golf 4, Juliet India Alpha. KJ4JIA, Dennis and Gaffney. Good evening to you all on the net, 73.
By telephone relay, I have KJ4RQZ. That is Nathan in Greenville and KJ4JIA, Dennis and Gaffney. Any other stations, A through Z, if you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge Commuter Net, please call KJ4WZM or Net Control.
4WZM or Net Control. Daniel, please check in. KI4DOS, Gary. Also, K3JOY. That's my pretty little bride joy.
We're at home in Easley. No traffic, no chew tonight. Good evening to you, Daniel, and all on the net.
Nice. KI4DLS. That is Gary, and he brings along with him his wife, Miss Joy, K3JLY. They're at home in Easley. Gary, tell Miss Joy we say hello. And Gary, would you like to know something funny?
Later.
For all net to make sure I said just KJ4WZM and leave the net control off of it, because in the back of my mind I kept hearing your voice come back on the radio and say KJ4WZM or net control. I worked hard not to say that all during the net. I said it right at the beginning, I think, and then I didn't say it the whole net until just then. And I was like, oh, I hope Gary don't come on. Oh, yep, here we go. So, whoops, you got me.
I guess that's a good thing, Daniel. I've had people ask, other net controllers ask me, they said, well, why did you do that? I want you to say one or the other. I said, that's not what you said. You said to call your call or net control. And that's what I do. I call the call or net control. So, just doing what the net controller asked. Hope you have a good evening. I guess you got a good net going. It's quarter till. I've got 45 minutes going so far, so I'll let you carry on with it. Appreciate you calling it, Daniel. You take care. KJ4WZM in the net, KI4DOS.
Good, Gary. Tell Miss Joy we say hello. Thanks for at least making me think about what I say. So, yep, that's pretty funny. He got me, though, that's for sure. Alrighty, I'll make one last call, A3Z, real quick before I go back to Rackchu. Have I missed anyone for check-ins? Please call KJ4WZM. For now. So, next up, I've got KC4EZN. Harry, are you still in there? Call KJ4WZM.
KJ4WZM, KC4EZN. I think Gary got one on you there, Daniel.
Hard to make sure I didn't throw that whole net control thing on the tail end of my call sign all net, and then I slipped up and did it just then. Oop, busted.
Yeah, I was listening to you. I pay attention to what Gary says because he's got a sneaky way sometimes.
As soon as I let it slip, he was right on it, though, that's for sure. That's pretty funny.
Talking a couple of weeks ago about hauling all that dirt and stuff in and out of the wherever they had that monster truck thing down there. Is that dirt stored somewhere, or did it get dug up and you moved it there and then took it to wherever they were filling up a hole?
Kind of a big hill that we created over there off of Highway 20 near 185. And we would have put all that dirt into the bylaw center to begin with, but somebody, we don't know who, but somebody came along and decided that they needed that dirt more than we did, and they made just about all that dirt disappear, so we had to go buy more dirt to put in there. So we made our little, what we refer to as McConnell Mountain again, of all the dirt that we took out. And hopefully next time they have a little show going there, whether it's some sort of rodeo or monster trucks, hopefully our dirt will still be there. But somebody absconded with it last time, so we had to buy more. We keep it there, though, because it's half the distance than running back and forth up towards our shop or at the scrapyard where we go get the dirt from.
Yeah, I was just wondering about that because I don't know how often you need that much dirt, but how many loads did it take to do that? I mean, it was just looking at the commercials on the TV. I can't imagine hauling that much dirt inside a building and then hauling it back out again, so that when you left it, you couldn't tell that you'd ever been there.
Comment. 25 truckloads. And these trucks hold 20 tons each. So, let's see here. 20 times 65. 1,300 tons of dirt. And and got a comment in here.
I heard a comment in there. Go ahead, comment.
All right, I know you just described it in tons, and I know you just said you got these 65 truckloads to take it off, but tell me in layman's terms, how much goods do you actually have to have to make the dialysis center a monster truck arena? AWC.
Once I was at the tail end of that, I started looking at the text message someone sent me on Echolink, and I missed the tail end of what you said.
I know you said that you have to take 65 truckloads, and that you have 1,000 and so many pounds a ton of dirt, but can you tell me in layman's terms, because I don't know how to measure things in tons, how much dirt that actually is?
7 pounds, and that's 2,600,000 pounds of dirt.
Wow.
It's a lot. An awful lot.
I was just wanting to know, KO4WWZ, that's it.
And that is a lot of dirt. I can give you another number here, too. A fully loaded 18-wheeler is 80,000 pounds. So if the dirt was turned into fully loaded 18-wheelers, you're looking at 32.5 fully loaded 18-wheelers worth of weight.
Terms for that is a whole lot of dirt. In case you're easing in.
All right, Harry. Hey, Lionel, that's something neat, Harry?
Well, just sitting up here, got the fire started in the wood stove, and just waiting on to see how many spoonfuls of snow come down sometime between now and when it gets back up to, I think they said 72 on Monday. I have seen some things posted on Facebook that some of the folks that are living at the higher elevations over towards the Tennessee line have been seeing some snow flurries today, but I got a funny feeling that I'm not going to wake up to much white tomorrow morning.
It's towards where you're at. You don't quite have the elevation necessary, and you are surrounded by a lot higher elevation very close to you, so it tends to wring out a lot of that moisture in the higher elevations. Around you will get it, but I don't think you're going to get much. The direction that the moisture is coming from is kind of the northwesterly direction anyways. So as it heads back towards my direction, any high surface like that is going to just steal the moisture away. I actually think that I might get to see some snow flurries blow through at some point during the 24-hour period of tomorrow. At some point during Saturday, I might see something floating through the air here. But I know for sure nothing's going to stick at all. I know that. But for you, I don't know. I don't think you're going to get much, but I know that the higher elevations along the state line are supposed to get around 6 inches, I think.
Well, I think I'm ready to be done with snow. We were here in 1993 when we had the storm of the century, and that's about as deep a snow as I have ever seen, and that was enough to last me a while. And we've had a good enough snow. My ideal snow is it starts snowing about 3 o'clock Friday afternoon. And by about 3 o'clock Sunday afternoon, it's 45 or 50 degrees and the sun shining. And that gives you all day Saturday to play in the snow, and gives the highway folks all the rest of the time to get the road scraped. So when you get out Monday morning, things are nice and dry and clean. So I kind of like that. Anyway, everything else up here got things blooming. I got out and...
played the April Fool and had to mow my yard for the first time on April the 1st. I really wasn't wanting to start that, but over the drain field for the septic tank, that water is there all the time, and it's a little bit warmer, so the grass soaked it up and grew. But other than that, just peaceful and quiet, playing on the radio a little bit, seeing what I can do and having some fun. With that, Daniel, we'll turn it back over to you. If anybody else out there wants to throw in a comment, other than that, enjoy talking to you. I say, we wish you a lot of luck on all those vehicles. My one attempt at doing what you're doing was I really wanted a 40 Ford coupe and just never quite came up with the wherewithal and what it takes to do that. Wound up buying a 49 Chevrolet pickup truck, which I disassembled down to the frame. I left the cap sitting on the frame, but took the fenders and the bed and all that off and had them sandblasted and repainted them, hanging up in my basement with a paint sprayer that was brand new in 1945. Actually, it didn't look all that bad, believe it or not. Put it back together and looked around and found a 230 six-cylinder engine out of a ton and a half snub nose, and that was the engine I put in it because on the outside it was the same as the 216 that came in that old truck. Just had a little few more horses, but drove that thing for about 10 years. And that cured me of wanting to restore vehicles. It was a lot of fun. I put a 12-volt electrical system in it, and that took a little bit of doing because the gas gauge was 6 volt, and I kept playing around, and kind of came up with the idea. I wired the gas gauge in series with one of the dash lights. Then I kept changing out the size of the bulb and the dash light until I got the gas gauge to reading fairly accurately to where, you know, enough to where when it got down to a quarter tank, fill it up. And like I say, that pretty well cured me of wanting to restore any more vehicles. I had a lot of fun. It was a lot of hard work, and I got a lot of use out of that truck. I put, I don't know, 15 or 20,000 miles on it while I had it. But that cured me. Now I'm happy to listen to the rest of you guys talking about having that fun. We'll turn it back to you. Daniel, KJ4WZM, KC4EZM.
Yeah, you have some of the experience of the big headaches that I'm about to have, I guess. Half of it I've been there, done that. The other half I'm about to go there and do that. So, all that lovely business right there. I'll have to pull out some little things from some doors and fenders and things like that, just where shopping carts or other vehicle doors have opened up into it. I'm going to pull them out so that it doesn't look funny when I repaint the vehicle. Have to assign a new paint job on dented metal. That just wouldn't do. So I'll have to pull my own little dents out there too. But I actually put 90,000 miles onto that vehicle before I changed out the engine. It's been driven a lot, so at least that's more than 20 or 30,000. I've put 90,000 miles onto it so far, and hoping to put many more times that onto it before, hopefully before anything else significant happens to the vehicle. I don't ever intend to sell it. I've put all this time and effort into fixing it up so that I have something that'll last me for a long time. I don't really want to see it go away anytime soon. But with the way everybody drives and my own relative inexperience, I'm still young. I may have driven a lot of miles, but there's still a lot that I don't know, and I'm fairly inexperienced at a lot of stuff. So hopefully my own ignorance won't wreck the vehicle, and hopefully nobody else will either. I'd like to have it for a while, but that's my biggest fear. The more time and money I put into this thing, the more I want to just put bubble wrap around it and park it somewhere. So nervous something's going to happen to it just as I get it right. But that's the way things are. It's just a thing. It'll all be gone. I don't get to take it with me. So, you know, that's just one of those things, I guess. But I'll quit rambling at this point. I did want to let you know I've got somebody who wants to hang around and talk about some antenna questions he's got. So if you wouldn't mind hanging around for just a second, he probably has questions that I don't know how to answer. I don't know enough about antennas. My brother knows a lot, but I don't. So if you wouldn't mind hanging around, I know you know quite a bit more about antennas than I do. So if you wouldn't mind hanging around, that'd be great. KJ4WZM.
Yeah, we'll hang around. I'm not sure how much you know about antennas, but if I know more than you, I think we're both hurt. But we'll see. Some I don't know. It just depends on what the question is. I have learned a lot, and I've discovered that there's a multiplier, I think, of 10 in there. For everything I learned, I discovered 10 more things that I don't know anything about. Right now, I think I'm up to about 2 million that I don't know anything about. So anyway, we'll see. We'll stick around on KJ4WZM, KC4EZM.
Gary, I know the feeling. I have met that feeling and become very well acquainted with it. The more I think that I have learned about something, the more I suddenly realize how little I actually knew about it to begin with. I don't know how to describe it, but it's sickening sometimes realizing that. But thanks for sticking around. I'll go ahead and make another call for additional check-ins. So I have one to recognize in just a second as well. But I'll go ahead and make an additional call for check-ins. Have we missed anyone for check-ins? Please call KJ4WZM. Next time, so I'd like to recognize KF4PXB. That is Lloyd in Sensibility. He checked in a while back on Echolink text message, and I forgot to go ahead and recognize him. So, Lloyd, even though you popped off Echolink, you have officially been recognized. We've got you in the log. Next up on the list tonight, I had KO4OLK. That was Stephen and Greer. And Stephen, I had him marked down as having questions about antennas tonight. You still in here, Steve? KJ4WZM.
Yes, this is Steeler Oscar 4, Oscar Lima Kilo, Stephen and Greer. I am here. My question on radio antenna is as follows. Give you a little bit of setup and then see if we got any of this. Been there, done that, can tap into. Currently, I'm running a Kenwood TS-50 with a KT-100 tuner on a long wire in-fed antenna. Been playing with the bands between about 80 meters and 10 meters. I'm wanting to add a software-defined radio, which is receive-only, that has a range between 1 kilohertz and 2 gigahertz. My question is do I want to put this SDR before or after the tuner? I know that I don't have to worry about SWR because it's a receive-only, but will it help my receiving if the antenna is tuned?
Commenter Daniel Casey for EZN. The first answer is since you're on receive, it probably won't matter. My second answer is that I've got a multiband antenna, which is, and I do use an infed like you're talking about, anywhere, depending on how big the yard is, anywhere from about 85 feet to 120 feet, and I have good results with that, and I have found that when I activate the tuner, the receiver seems to pick up better, but I personally would try it both ways and see which works best. Just be real, real sure that you don't let your transmitter get into it. Otherwise, you'll have a little box of crispy critters. KC4EZN.
I do have an antenna switch that grounds out and disconnects the SDR when I go to transmit from my HF transceiver. So I've got that base covered. So if I heard you correctly, you're saying that you think that having it after the tuner, having a tuned antenna, does help the reception a bit?
Well, that's my experience here. It seems to help, but again, my particular antenna all antennas are compromises, and my antenna is a combination of a loaded dipole, and anytime you have a multiband antenna, you're going to have a tuner, and then I added extra wires to it to cover the bands that it did not cover. And again, my experience is that when I hit the tune button on the radio, it seems to pick up a little bit better, but generally just hooking a receiver up to a long wire ought to work pretty good. Again, I would try it both ways and see which works best. That way you get to play and maybe learn something, plus have some fun doing it.
I'm in an RV park, so I don't have a whole lot of options for antennas. Right now I've got a 65, I think, foot antenna hidden along the back fence out of sight, out of mind. And so I don't have much options on how to place the antenna. Got to work with what I got. So I'll give it a whirl. Thanks for the information. Appreciate your time. 73s.
Good luck there, Stephen, and again, don't be afraid to play. When I built this antenna I'm using, I wanted to work 160 meters, and I had a multiband trap dipole, which worked just fine, but it was not long enough for 160 meters, and I did not have enough room to put up a, full halfway 160 meter antenna. And when I saw this article in QST and saw what it would do, I said, this interests me, and I built the thing, and it works pretty good. But the person who designed this antenna had a tri-band beam, so he did not need 10, 15, and 20 meters, because he already had that antenna, but he wanted an antenna to pick up 460 meters like I did. And the antenna worked real well, but it did not work really well on those higher frequency bands. And I thought, what have you got to lose? I just soldered, cut the quarter wave wires and soldered them to the feed point with the idea that if it worked well, it was a winner. If it did not work, it would take about 5 minutes with a pair of side cutters to cut those wires off, and I'd be back to the original design. So I kind of felt like I really didn't have much to lose except my own personal time there. And I've been using it for about 10 years now. So, I need to fiddle with it. All antennas have to be fiddled with. But anyway, that's been my experience. And like I say, don't be afraid to play with it and just give it a try and see which works best. And yeah, I understand that you're kind of limited with what you can do in an RV park like that. But just do the best you can. We'll turn it back to Daniel. It's KC4EZN.
That sounds good. And I think I learned me some things tonight, too. And, here, yeah, I guess I have a couple antenna questions for you then, as well. In theory, that you have an antenna that is supposed to be used for 80 meters through 10 meters. And you have a tuner that also works with that antenna. But the tuner can be used for, let's say, 160 meters through 10 meters instead of just 80. You have a radio that you only use on 80 meters or whatever for transmitting, but you can receive on 160 meters. even if your antenna tuner works on 160 meters, don't you have to transmit for the antenna tuner to resonate at 160 meters?
No. Your antenna tuner is a combination of capacitors and inductors. If you're looking at one of these LDGs or MFJs or whatever that are, you know, you just push the tune button and it finds the place that lets your radio see 50 ohms. Again, what you're doing there is you're putting a combination of capacitors and inductors in the circuit with your antenna that make your radio think it is seeing a 50 ohm load. That's what your radio wants to see. And it is going to want to make that work. Now, if you're only going to use it on one frequency, you're going to find that setting and leave it alone. If you want to listen, the first thing I do is put the tuner in bypass mode and see what you hear, and then, like I told Steven, play with it a little bit. The reason you want your antenna to be, I'm gonna use the word resonant with some quotation marks around it. Your radio wants to see a 50 ohm load out there. Otherwise, it is going to be an unhappy radio to the point of maybe turning your final transistors into crispy critters, although most of the radios now that you buy have circuits built in that will cut the power back to protect the radio. But still, the point is, the radio wants to see that 50 ohm load, and if your antenna, if you're transmitting at a frequency that is not resonant for that antenna, and you can look at the odd, if it's just a simple dipole, you can look at the odd harmonics, it'll still work. But even harmonics, your impedance is not going to be the 50 ohms, and that's what your tuner does, is it makes up the difference. On receive, you don't have that problem. You're not trying to put power into the antenna, so it doesn't matter what the impedance of the antenna is on receive. But I think, again, my experience here with my radio, and I've got a 7300 and a 10K Corsair too, and they both sort of, they seem to hear better when I have the tuner tuned properly and I've played with it. And that, again, that's just my experience. Most of the books you read tell you that it doesn't really matter on receive whether your antenna is resonant or not. But my experience says they seem to help. Anyway, back to you, KC4 WZM, KC4 EZM.